Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Lori Ryer. She's assistant director with the Carlinville High School Musical, and welcome to the show, Lori.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate you having me.
Lori, our topic of conversation today is the 40th anniversary of the Carlinville High School Musical, and that means it's been going on since 1980, and this year's presentation will be on March 20th and 21st, and this year's presentation, The Addams Family. Before we get to, let's say, the current information, since this is the 40th anniversary of the Carlinville High School Musical, let's go back over a little bit of the history, per se, and talk a little bit, how did the musical come to Carlinville High School?
Well, Carlinville High School has been so fortunate to have the all-school musical happening for 40 years. And it all started back in 1980 when Mrs. Ann Richmond and her musical partner, Kitsy Denby, produced, directed the first show, Oklahoma. It was Mrs. Richmond's dream to have all students from all different parts of the high school come together to be in a production. And Mrs. Richmond and Kitsy directed 14 shows, and it has just continued on throughout the years.
And as you said, she really was the beginning of the high school musical, and sadly, recently she passed away, but was she involved for almost every year in some capacity with the musical?
Well, when she retired, she gave up being the director as well, but her legacy lives on in that when I was in high school, I was a member of the cast, and she was my director. And then when I returned to Carlinville High School and the Carlinville School District in 1996, I was asked to take over being the director, and I was the director from 1999 to 2019. So when I first started out, I thought, how in the world am I going to be able to do this? Mrs. Richmond had big shoes to fill, but I took her as an inspiration and then made the musical my own.
It's been 40 years that the musical's been going on, I think with one exception, 1988, the rather famous fire, I think, made the musical not able to go on that year. Is that correct?
That is correct. We had a serious fire at the Carlinville High School Middle School complex, and so the musical did not happen in 1988.
From that first production of Oklahoma in 1980 to date, let's say, or maybe halfway in between, how does the production go? Is it still sort of go the same way as it did, or have things sort of evolved and changed over time as far as getting everybody ready and how it's presented to the audience?
Well, some things never change, and that is our openness and willingness to have every student at the high school be a part of the musical in some way. And that's something that Mrs. Richmond and Kitsy Denby were very serious about. They wanted to have the musical be open to everyone. And we continue that. We have open auditions, and then we start the rehearsal process in January. We rehearse for 3 months, three nights a week, and then put on a spectacular show. Some parts that have changed are the technology. We are able to utilize more technology than they had in 1980, and involving professional light and sound people to produce that part of the musical.
Do you find that, as you said, all students are welcome to be a part of the musical? Do you find there's still a fairly good interest over the years, and people still, I guess you would say, sort of excited to be a part of it?
Oh, yes. It is a premier event at the high school. We routinely have more than 100 students involved in the cast, stage crew, and the pit orchestra. We also have many students who are in the art classes who help design and make the backdrop and the sets. We have construction students who help build the sets. So all throughout the years, we've had hundreds and hundreds of students be involved.
Now, as we make our way up to this year's presentation and sort of what goes on with it, Let's talk just a little bit about, since it is the 40th anniversary, what special events, or maybe we should say recognitions, are planned, if any, that will be going on this year?
Well, we do want to make the 40th anniversary a big deal, so we are planning a commemoration event on both nights. The gym lobby will be decorated with photos and programs from past musicals. We've asked and invited all former production staff members to attend, and they'll be seated in a special section of the theater. We'll have red ribbons for all former students who were involved with the musical. And then before the show, we'll ask all audience members who were involved in the musical in any way to stand up and be recognized.
This year's presentation is the Addams Family. And if some of the folks in the audience are as old as I, they can remember the Addams Family show from the 1960s on TV. But tell us a little bit about the high school musical, Addams Family.
Yes. Well, the Addams Family is a story about acceptance. It's about embracing our differences and the importance of family. But it's told in the twisted and unique humor style that we've come to know and love from the Addams Family. And people will see all of their favorite Addams Family members, Gomez, Morticia, Wednesday and Pugsley, Uncle Fester, Lurch, Grandma, Cousin It, and we might even have a special appearance by Thing.
Yes, Thing, I would imagine that's sort of hard to cast.
Kind of hard to cast, but we're going to have some special effects going on in this particular musical.
All right, and then let's talk a little bit about the dates and times, and then, of course, the Friday performance, you have a special after the Addams Family musical.
We sure do. So the Addams Family is going to be presented at Carlinville High School on Friday, March 20th, and Saturday, March 21st at 7 o'clock both nights. After Friday's performance, the Carlinville Public Schools Foundation will host an ice cream social, and that has been going on for about the past 15 years, and it's been such a wonderful community event. We're thrilled to partner with the Public Schools Foundation.
And as far as those who want to attend, do you show up at the door, tickets in advance, or what do you do if you want to attend either show?
Tickets are available at the door. They are $9 for bleacher seats, $10 for reserved seating. You can also call the high school office starting on March 16th. At 854-3104 to purchase tickets.
Lori Ryer, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County this weekend.
Thanks so much, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.